Welcome to the Contemporary Art Gallery's audio guide for the exhibition Public Image by Rafik Greiss. This audio guide has a running time of approximately 5 minutes. Before turning our attention to the exhibition, I want to acknowledge that at the Contemporary Art Gallery, we carry out our work on the unceded and ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. As a predominantly settler-led organization, we acknowledge our responsibility to each of these nations, who have stewarded this land, water, and air since time immemorial. We are actively committed to building sustained and reciprocal relationships with Indigenous communities and supporting the work of reconciliation and Indigenous sovereignty. This season, we are pleased to be presenting Rafik Greiss's exhibition, Public Image, across CAG's public sites, which include the gallery's facade and off-site at Yaletown Roundhouse Station. In Rafik Greiss's work, we encounter a state between wakefulness and dreaming. Driven by the artist's itinerant drifting within and across disparate urban landscapes, Greiss's photographs, installations, and videos reflect deeply on the complexities of movement and time, pursuing an impression of simultaneous distance and proximity. On the gallery's facade is an arrangement of images from By the Highway, a series made in collaboration with Sarah Serpas, whose exhibition Rent is currently on view in CAG's BC Binning Gallery. The series depicts Greiss's travels around Paris with Serpas as she collects discarded household objects by the side of the highway to make temporary sculptures held together by only tension, balance, and gravity. The photographs that comprise the series are the only documents of these sculptures, which were disassembled soon after and thrown away. Tracking Serpas's engagement with the urban landscapes from which her sculptures are drawn, and to which they were later released, Greiss's arrangement on CAG's facade reflects the pace of the object's movement across multiple sites, from junkyard and street to studio and forest. In photographing Serpas's impromptu activities, Greiss depicts his colleague's sculptural practice as oriented around provisional products of performance, not timeless works of art. At Yaletown Roundhouse Station, Greiss has installed photographs of glass vitrines taken in the Agricultural Museum in Giza. Responding to the function of the display case to make its contents visible yet physically inaccessible, these deliberately ambiguous photographs double the station's windows, taking glass itself, as opposed to what it reveals and encloses, as their subject. Approaching the station from the north, we encounter the photograph Idle City, which depicts a model of a factory primarily used for cotton production, photographed through a glass vitrine. Deliberately difficult to decipher, Greiss plays here with glass's capacity to obfuscate, creating an inscrutable composition open to numerous interpretations. Around the corner on the station's west elevation, facing Mainland Street, the rightmost edge of Idle City shares a glass curtain wall with Proposal for Preservation 1. In the latter photograph, Greiss creates spatial ambiguity by photographing multiple layers of glass, capturing several vitrine hoods and other glass elements, as well as a reflective pane of glass that separates him from what he has shot. Scrutinizing the assumed immateriality of glass displays, Greiss highlights these forms' physical presence. Beyond their museological functions, these objects engage larger questions around the politics of glass, including those related to visibility, surveillance, privacy, and contamination. This concludes the audio exhibition guide for Rafik Greiss's exhibition. Thank you for listening and for your visit to the gallery. If you have any thoughts or feedback on this guide or the exhibition more generally, please don't hesitate to share this with the front desk attendant or be in touch with us at learning@cagvancouver.org. We invite you to visit cagvancouver.org for further details on the rest of this season's programming, which includes a range of talks and tours that provide further insight into the works on view. Thanks again for listening.